From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Greek economic crisis deepens. Greece Wednesday offered concessions on its creditors' demands for more austerity measures. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel rejected the new negotiations, but Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged his nation to vote no in a referendum Sunday on the lender's plan for new restrictions in exchange for loans. The Fitch Ratings Agency Tuesday downgraded Greece's credit rating to junk status. U.S. President Barack Obama said Wednesday the United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. Mr. Obama said the two nations plan to reopen their embassies later this month.
With this change, we will be able to substantially increase our contacts with the Cuban people. We'll have more personnel at our embassy, and our diplomats will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island.
The president said Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Havana this summer to raise the U.S. flag over the American embassy there. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his government has invited the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit Tehran to work with Iranian officials. Word of Yukio Amano's trip comes a day after nuclear negotiators announced they were extending their deadline for an agreement to July 7th. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack on an Egyptian army checkpoint in the Sinai Peninsula Wednesday. At least 64 soldiers were killed. Officials say security forces killed 100 militants. The fighting was concentrated near the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. This is VOA News. The United Nations says a record number of people fleeing war and persecution have crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Europe in the first half of this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UNHCR describes the mass sea crossing of the Mediterranean as a refugee crisis. Despite common perceptions, it says most of the people seeking to reach Europe's shores are not economic migrants, but people fleeing in fear of their lives. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA, most of the people making the perilous journey in flimsy smugglers' boats come from countries such as Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Eritrea, and Somalia. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations has declared its highest-level humanitarian emergency for Yemen, where it says more than 80% of the population is in desperate need of help. UN officials Wednesday said 13 million Yemenis barely have enough food, and more than 9 million have little or no access to clean water. There has been more political violence in Burundi. Police say six people were killed in Bujumbura when protesters fought with security forces. Burundians voted Monday in parliamentary elections, and the results are expected to be announced later this week. Activists say 77 people have been killed in street violence since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term. A second Liberian has contracted Ebola. This latest case was discovered in the same Margibi County town where the virus was detected several days ago in the body of a dead teenager. The new cases come just 7 weeks after Liberia was declared free of Ebola. The Office of Russia's Prosecutor General is reviewing the legality of the independence granted to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia in 1991 by the State Council of the former Soviet Union. The move announced by the office Tuesday has alarmed the Baltic states and strained even further their increasingly tense ties with Russia. The Kremlin denied on Wednesday any knowledge about the review. Officials say a violent incident between Pakistani and Afghan forces overnight has left one Afghan dead and two Pakistanis wounded. A military spokesman said Pakistani soldiers were engaged in construction activity at the Angur Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. An Afghan spokesman says his government has sent a special team to investigate. China's parliament has adopted a national security law. Critics say it will expand the country's suppression of political dissent. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.